Hi and hello to everyone. Good morning, church. My name is Pastor Prabhakar. It's a joy and privilege to come to you through this video. Thank God for the latest technology. It's an honor to bring the Word of God. I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. And also, I just want to thank Pastor John and the ministry team in the Churches of Christ Brinkbank Church. Thank you for having me to bring the word in your midst this morning. And this morning, I would like to take you through a small Bible passage in the Old Testament from the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. And we are going to meditate upon this small passage, what God got to speak with us this morning. Let me to take you to read first the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Amen. Dear friends, this morning, in the context of this passage, what we read from the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, I would like to speak with you with a topic. The topic is, we must live our life according to God's pattern. Dear friends, this morning, when we read God's word, God has given a pattern for his people to live. The pattern is that God set a standard for mankind to live by. If we miss the pattern, what God expects us to follow, that means we miss the favor and blessing or what God intends to do with us. That is what it means. In the Old Testament, during the time of Moses and after Moses, God gave a pattern for his people to live. That was the Ten Commandments. If they observe, they will end up seeking and finding and receiving God's blessings and promise. After the period of Moses and later in the history, during the time of prophets, we see God spoke through his servants to his people. The spoken words became the pattern for the people of God to live. Today, thank God, we have the written word of God as a pattern for us to follow or live accordingly. Dear friends, when we look at in the Old Testament, when people of God miss to follow the pattern what God gave them to live accordingly, if they do sin against God, if they disobey to God, God ended up punishing his people. Different time period, in a number of ways, God punish them when they disobeyed and when they sin against God in the Old Testament. There are a number of ways that we see in the Bible. Number one, when the people of God disobey, when they were sin against God, God sent their enemies to take all the harvest, all their belongings, all their things away from them. That was one kind of punishment. If they didn't take notice of that, if they continuing sinning against God and disobeying to God, the second type of punishment what God did among them, that was they ended up facing famine, the shortage of food and water, and some extent they were facing some health challenges, disease and sickness was one of the way that God punished his people when they disobey, when they reject the pattern of God, what God gave to them to follow. The ultimate punishment, if they continually doing sin against God and if they disobey to God, the ultimate punishment was for them to lose the promised land and to be taken away into another country. Dear friends, the passage what we read this morning, the book of Ezra, it's a history. The people of Israel, because of their sin, they ended up facing this ultimate punishment that God gave them under the hands of their enemy, and they were taken away from the promised land, and last 70 years they were in the exile, and they were in the foreign land. They lost the privilege of being and enjoying in the promised land. So finally God stirred up, inspired in the heart of this foreign king, King Cyrus, to express, to show the favor to God's people. When they happened to return back to Jerusalem and to their homeland, when they returned, upon their return, they rebuilt the temple. That is the story, the history, what we read in this passage. Dear friends, for them, by then, who and all involved in this history, at that point of time, for them it was an incident, event or history. But in the later in the history of the, for the Jewish people, the audience of this book, for them, whenever they happen to read this book, whenever they come to meditate upon this book, always God gave a message for the audience of the book, of this book. The message was, it was an indication. Look, this is how your forefathers faced the consequences for their sins and disobedience, for failing to follow the pattern what God gave to them. So the audience, whenever the people of the Jewish, whenever they read upon this book, they got the message that we should not make the same mistake what our forefathers or our former generation did. That was the message they got it. So in this four verses, I would like to express three main points concerning the time this morning. To make it short, let me to explain to you three main things that we need to be considered and take into our spiritual life to have it as a pattern that God gives us to live accordingly. Number one, in verse 2, look at what King Cyrus says. He says, "The Lord, the God of heaven." Dear friends, the first God of heaven indicates that the Lord is not just another God, but that He is God. Hallelujah. So, remember the way how King Cyrus proclaiming or addressing or saying the name of God, he is in a unique way, he is saying He's saying that God of heaven. This was not a common phrase that they used. This is a very unique phrase that King Cyrus used. Later in the history, when and all the people of Israel or the Jewish people, when they read upon this passage, whenever they see this fash or this phrase, this sentence, they get an indication, they get a message that this God whom we worship and whom we serve, He is the God. He is God. None other than, but He is our God. That is the message they got it. So, when we come to the book of Philippians in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes to the believers in the Philippian church. In chapter 2, verse 11, he says, "The God the Father promote the name of Jesus above all other names." The God the Father gave the lifted the name of Jesus above all other names. That means this morning, my friends, the pattern what God gives us to live accordingly is, number one, whatever circumstances, situation that we go through, we should not forget to acknowledge who is our God. The God whom we serve and worship and praising and believing, in His name there is a power. In His name there are healings. In His name there are deliverance. In His name we experience miracles. His name is none other than the name of Jesus. Jesus is His name. When we call unto the name of Jesus, we receive the power of God. We experience the favor and blessing of God. My friends, this morning, the pattern what God wishes us to maintain and live, number one, do not forget to acknowledge who is your God in any circumstances that you go through. Number two, in verse 3, the King Cyrus giving a permission the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem. When these people in the exile, when they heard this news that you got the permission by the king to return to Jerusalem, it gave some surprising, a joyful feeling for them when they heard this permission. They were told that permission is that King Cyrus gave permission for the Jews to return to Jerusalem. My friends, return to Jerusalem for them by then, what it means for them? It means for them is, return to Jerusalem means for them is return to their God. Hallelujah. My friends, this morning, whether you, with your knowledge or without your knowledge, this is a message that we get. Another pattern that God gave us to follow and maintain in our Christian life. That is, because of our sin or our failure or our mistakes, for any reason, this morning, if you have a sense and conviction that you are away from God, God is telling, God is encouraging us that He is happy to have you back. That means God is encouraging us to come back to Him. Amen. That is the pattern that God gives us to live accordingly. In order to experience the favor and blessing of God, the miracles and healings of God in our life, even today, God is saying, and He is giving us the pattern for us to follow to experience the blessing of God. Number one, don't forget to acknowledge who is your God. His name is Jesus. Number two, don't forget to return to God if you are away from God. Number three, according to this, in this passage, in this context. The King Cyrus, verse 3 says, the King Cyrus encouraged them to rebuild the temple. Upon their return to Jerusalem, these people, they were almost 70 years, they were in the slavery status. They were in the exile in the foreign land. Now they just got a permission to return. They would have felt that we are lucky, we are fortunate. We are able to now finally going back to our land. And here, when they're returning to their place, they were encouraged to go and rebuild the temple. For us today, if it is we, this is what we would have said. It's okay, let them go and settle down first, and then later they can come to church. Maybe that is the way we think. But for them, for the Jewish people, by then, this is the encouragement. First priority. More than you go and settle down yourself, first thing, you have to focus on rebuilding the temple. For them, by then, what it means to rebuild the temple after, upon their return to their homeland. That means to restart your relationship with God immediately. Hallelujah. The pattern what God gives us to live as His children in order to experience God's blessing and God's favor even today in the midst of the many sorts of challenge and troubles that we go through. Number one, don't forget to acknowledge who is your God. Number two, don't forget to return to God if you are away from God. Number three, don't forget to maintain your ongoing relationship with God, to start that relationship immediately. Hallelujah. My friends, you may be thinking, how can I start maintaining my relationship with God? The word of God is very clear. When we listen and obey to the will and plan of God in our life, that is how we allow ourselves to restore our relationship with God. My friends, throughout the Old Testament, God blessed His people with His promises. Those and all willing to obey to His word, those and all obey to His will and plan, but those and all resist to obey, those and all deliberately sin against God, they were unable to experience God's favor in their life. They got to face the punishment what God allowed them. This morning, my friends, this God wants us to be sensitive in order to experience His favor in our life even today. God has a pattern for us to live. As long as we are, if we're willing to accommodate the pattern that God willing us to accommodate in our life, I'm sure you will experience the favor and the blessing and the protection and the healing and miracles and everything that you can count from God, you will be able to receive it. The pattern of God this morning. Do not forget who is your God. Number two, do not forget to return to God. Number three, do not forget to maintain your relationship with God. May the Lord bless you with His wonderful words. God bless you all. Amen.